What up, y'all? We are back. Season 3, Game 1. It is Johnson. It is another episode of Crudo. Sadly, a bit of a bittersweet debut for our Season 3 in the sense that we lost 1-0 to the inaugural game for Bay FC. Technically, they're kind of our NWSL besties. Maybe we like hooked them up, you know, wanted to make them feel welcome to the league. Not really sure about that, but we're going to get deep into it. I have three panelists today, and I will let them introduce themselves.
What up, what up? It's Tiff, a.k.a. La Latis. She, her, AF pronouns.
Hey, I'm Chris. They, them.
Hey, my name is Emily. My pronouns are she, her.
Cool. And so, as I mentioned before, this is Season 3, Game 1. We are so excited to be back. It feels like it's been forever. We have a new banner up above La Fortaleza. If you had not seen it before, it says they tried to bury us but didn't know that we were seeds. And there's a little slice of watermelon underneath signifying our solidarity with the people in Gaza and Palestine at large. There were at least two Palestine flags, one very large. There were dozens of kefiers. There was a bunch of FC Palestina jerseys. How do you feel about the tone Poderosa set for Season 3, Game 1?
I am always so absolutely excited by the Poderosa's solidarity with Palestine. Like, their whole banner was so beautiful, and I enjoyed that Emily went out there with her watermelon fan when they threw out the flag. Just throw that out there, because we are always, for sure, pre-Palestine.
I noticed that as the pre-match festivities were going on, and I didn't realize it was you, Emily, and I'm like, somebody is holding it down for us with that watermelon fan, and you were whipping that thing out, pow, pow, pow. You looked amazing. How do you feel about our overall vibe?
You know, honestly, like Chris said, I love the solidarity that we have had, and last season when it really came to push come to shove, it was like, oh my god, this is like real, this is like so real, and I felt so, I don't know, anyways, like
we're proud.
Yes
fucking,
and
proud.
Yes, and this season one, I was just like, you know what, I don't want to feel scared, and I don't want to feel like I have to hide where I stand. So that's why I went out to the field with my watermelon fan, and I really wanted to show solidarity, not just with Palestine, with Poderosas and with anyone else that is supporting of Palestine.
Yeah, exactly. I think the ending of last season left a bitter taste in our mouths, and on the off season, we were like, you know what, we're gonna come back stronger and more proud and more loud with our solidarity with Palestine and their liberation and their movement for self-determination. We're always there. So the kufias were out in full numbers. The flags were flying, and it was dope. It was dope.
Yeah, and so if y'all don't remember, the very last game of last season was of the regular season, rather, was when there was the whole crackdown on supposed, you know, political banners or statements or flags or anything, and they were confiscating Palestine flags. They were kicking people out. People were feeling honestly very unsafe. And so it's just as Tiff said, it's you know, so heartening, so empowering, just so beautiful that we come back bigger and stronger, ride or die for Palestine. And it's like, oh, you thought we held it down last season? Just wait. And so hopefully this is, you know, just the beginning of us showing out in that regard. To the game itself, starting lineup, balanced. I felt like it was a really attacking lineup. I loved the front three. It had tons of World Cup veterans, from Amandine Henry to Sidney Leroux and Ali Riley, and then a literal child, no disrespect, but Kennedy Fuller is 16 years old and started this game. How do you assess Tweed's lineup and Fuller's debut?
I think the lineup itself, like on paper, was amazing. I think as we started playing Bay FC, we noticed that, you know, our players were a little frustrated. You know, there weren't too many great shots. It looked like our team hesitated a little bit when it came to that, when we got into the box. And I would have loved to see some recalibration with the lineup a little bit sooner.
I think you could definitely tell the confidence was lacking in some of the aspects. Like, you just have to be like, boom, boom, boom. Like, that dynamic wasn't there. But, like, of course, Cindy LaRue always tried her hardest. I thought she was always fire. And Sarah Gordon absolutely tried. But I just didn't feel the chemistry was quite there. They weren't, like, passing shots as well as I had hoped.
And there was the 17th minute goal, and this is something that the team's always done, but they were very quick to huddle up after giving up that goal. You saw Sarah Gordon kind of barking adjustments to the back line and the back four, and Angelina Anderson trying to get calibrated. And so I think you really touched on that idea, Chris, that there was not a lot of chemistry, not a lot of just being on the same page, it seemed, and people were just kind of off defensively and unfortunately with the attack. Speaking of Bay FC, they made headlines very early in their existence, really, with some major, major signings, specifically Oshoala from Barcelona. I believe they are the most expensive transfer fee in NWSL history at rumored $162,000. And it was Oshoala that opened Bay FC's scoring accounts in that 17th minute, definitely put away the ball, you know, basically from the penalty spot, it seemed, and looked fairly decent. Do you see Bay as the real deal this season, or is it a bit of kind of inaugural match luck that, you know, things just kind of fell for them and they took advantage when the opportunities presented themselves?
In general, I love Oshoala, but she's at Bay FC now, so she kind of like made her seal as like enemy number one. She did our girl Sarah Gordon dirty, and I will not let that go ever. Like, that's my boo thing. Like, don't ever do that to her. And then she was antagonizing the Fortaleza with that little golfing move, so I was like, all right, I'm gonna remember that. So yeah, is she a baller? Yes. Does that mean I like her? Hell no.
Aside from her, I mean, I felt like the rest of them were kind of lackluster. Like, of course I love Camperos, but like, I didn't see anything else like dynamic for anyone else. Like, I saw the attacking goals, but they weren't anything. Like, there wasn't as much like shots on goal as Angel City had. And like, I had to fault our team for not getting there, like having the push that
they had so many chances, but they just like could not deliver tonight. They had so many openings.
Might have great defenders, but their strikers are shit.
You know what? I'm sorry.
It's all good.
I'm already like, okay, San Diego who? I have a new bullseye, and it's Bay FC. So if that's what they wanted, that's what they're going to get. So I'm excited to see these games for the next season.
Bay Area besties no more. You heard it here first, y'all.
I love Camperos. Don't say that.
Okay, minus Camperos. Still besties. Wish her the best, but Bay, whatever. Looking at the stat sheet, Angel City had 17 shots, 9 on target, 12 corners, and we just could not score. There was at least 2 goal line clearances. The ball was almost over the goal line, and it gets cleared away. Just so much frustration from the players, from us in La Fortaleza. Is the universe just against us today, or what exactly is going on?
100%. It seemed like really bad luck. I was like, what the hell is happening? Those goals should have been there. Like, they were literally inches away. And I felt almost like, yeah, the universe is not there. I watch baseball a lot, so I'm like, that's what it is. Always about inches. That's all.
I'm going to go ahead and say that the refs' calls were trash today, dude. That was, like, probably the most frustrating thing of this whole game. In fact, they got booed when they walked off the field. You know, we couldn't let that go. They're not going to disrespect La Fortaleza like that. And I honestly think that because Bay FC played so aggressively, it took our team by surprise, and they couldn't get the momentum back after that. And I really think that that affected, like, the whole game. I really, really am going to go back to, like, why did we not see any substitutions earlier? I would have loved to see Messiah go in sooner.
I will say, as frustrating as it was for this game, I just want to give it up to La Fortaleza, to Poderosas, for just, like, really keeping the energy up, because we just really wanted everyone to, like, just do their best, and we all kept positive energy regardless of the frustration. No one was being, like, negative or doing, like, some dumb stuff that we're like, dude, like, you know, like, so I just really want to give it up to La Fortaleza and Poderosas for keeping the positive energy up throughout the game, regardless of the frustration.
And that's why I want to say it's kind of bad luck, because I felt like our strikers were just on it. Like, they were trying their hardest, but it just wasn't working.
Yeah, 19 shots on goal and not one hit the back of the net. No. That's wild. Not to mention, there was a few handballs that I saw that were not called. Yeah. And that was, like, the most frustrating. I'm like, come on, ref. Like, let's see that VAR, you know? It's moments like that that are, like, really frustrating. And I bet you that that's disheartening for the team, too. You know, that, like, breaks, like, their spirit, their momentum. And, like, it's hard to bounce back from that, because it's, like, what you said. It's, like, the world against us. Like, it was just really, really frustrating to see as a fan.
It really reminded me of the old Freya Kum days, when we just had that bad aura about us, the bad juju, whatever it was, and, you know, in need of the limpia, and just, you know what I mean? It was just like, I don't know if you know, Freya took Tweet out for her early birthday dinner last night and, like, rubbed off on her and somehow, or I don't know what's going on there, but yeah, it totally brought me back to what just, like, trash luck, absolute trash luck, and just so frustrating. Y'all kind of touched on it a little bit. Tweed didn't even make a sub until the 78th minute, and it wasn't until the 82nd minute that we got to see the ACFC debut of Messiah Bright. In a match that we're down 1-0, how do you see Tweed's game plan, game management, substitutions? The whole situation's quite frustrating. Help me make it make sense.
I still can't make sense of that. Like, I don't understand, like, why you can... It was palpable how much momentum was lost within, like, our lineup that you wouldn't make substitutions. And, like, if I could just say, I would love to see Hannah in the box and see how she does. You know, I'm just going to say it. No shade to Anderson, but, you know, I hate to see those goals hit the back of our boxes. So, yeah.
I was, like, shocked how great Giselle Thompson came out, like, really fiery. And then to know that Fuller is also 16. And then, like, Giselle should have been out there. And then Bright, but to me, like, Bright, Hammond, they were the ones that were more dynamic when they were out there. And I wish they just would have had that already, maybe at the 70 minute. Like, something like, I know you want to bring out your players all fresh, but, like, literally 7 would have been fine. But 10 minutes before time, that was, like, not just, that was terrible management.
Yeah, I was just, you know, usually you see managers bringing their fresh legs, maybe their big stars, you know, they weren't able to start on about 60th, maybe 65th. I don't understand why the way anything else like that. We saw Sarah Gordon as player of the match, I think well-deserved. No one really just stood out. No one really shined. Sarah worked hard as hell. Like she always does, and just battled like the, you know, ultimate warrior that she is. And so I can't fault that. Any last thoughts on the match? Folks are getting down to some boy bands right now. It's pretty good. Let's wrap this up. Any last thoughts? What do we got?
Hannah in the box, Messiah in at the 60th minute or even starting. And I'd like to see them bring back the confidence. You know, I think with a lineup switch like that, it would be good to see that. Yeah.
Yeah. Call for a keeper change. Call for a forward change. Chris, any thoughts?
Sorry, I see a lot of potential out there. And I know that we can win the next one. I just need the coach to bring out the players that are going to make that magic happen.
For sure. All right, y'all. Hopefully next Crudo is much more jubilant and celebratory, because we would have gotten all 3 points. We will see you in a bit. Signing off once again, Volemos!